The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Perek chazkat ha'batim, daf mem het. Today's daf is being studied. L'aynu nishmat Avraham ben Esther, ve'aynu nishmat Sarah bat Regina Malkah, Ruach Hashem, Tanihem began Aiden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Zayin Amud Bet. We are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Avuna Talyuhu Vezabin. Zavine, Zavine. Talyuhu Vezabin. We learned this case already. That's a case where a guy literally hung his friend up and forced him to sell. Forced somebody to sell something. He doesn't want to sell, but you forced him. And he paid. So we know Rav Huna's shita already, we learned earlier. Rav Huna says, once you pay, the sale is a sale. My tama, what's the logic? If the guy is under duress, how can you say the sale is a sale? What's the sevara? So he says like this, call the mizabin inish, any sale, even if it's not under duress that he's hung up, ilav de anis, if he wasn't under a certain amount of pressure that he needed money, lo abam mazbin. He wouldn't sell. And still the sale is a sale. Which means the Gemara is saying, every sale has a certain amount of pressure. Nobody wants to sell a property. You sell a property because you're under duress. You need money. So that, that's the Gemara's rejection. So therefore, when a person sells, every sale is a sale, even though there's a certain element of pressure. So therefore, there's no difference between Talyu and Zavin. Gemara says, right? V'dilma shani unsad de nafshe unsad acharini. Maybe there's a chiduk between your own pressure and external pressure. Which means, if I'm pressured to sell, good. So I made a willing conscious decision to sell, even though I'm under pressure. But I'm the one that's doing it under my own volition. Masha'enkin, when you're being pressured by somebody else, could be the sale is not a sale. You have no da'ya from a regular guy that's selling because he needs money. That's his pressure. This is external. So Gemara says, Ela, you know what the proof is? Kedetanya. The Pasuk says, Yakriv oto. This is talking about over here, a person, let's say, made a neder, right? To the Beit HaMikdash, that he's going to donate a certain amount of korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says, Yakriv oto. So the Rashbam says, these words are extra, because it said already the words Yakribenu. So what does it mean, Yakriv oto? Melamed shekofin oto. You force the guy. If he doesn't want to bring his korbanot that he donated or that he made about, you force him. Yachol ba'al korho. What do you mean, against his will? Tamud omad litzorno. No, it's got to be willingly. Now how does it be against his will, willingly? How does that work? Haketzad. Kofin oto ad shiomar rotze ani. They force him until he says, I want. Right? We're going to see that now. Okay, look at the Rashbam third line. Al shumar rotze ani alma. What do you see from here? Hecha de kofin oto ad de amar mitok nisurin rotze ani karina bel irtzono de gabar belibod lakriv. Which means the guy's under duress bringing the korban, but the Torah says you only can bring a korban irtzono. So you see, when a guy's under duress and he bottom line does it, it's considered irtzono. So similarly, by a sale, even though he's pressured to sell, bottom line, once he sells, you consider it a sale. Well, you have an ayah from korbanot. Gemara says, no, you have no raya from korban. Maybe by korbanot, the reason why he is ritzono at the end, because he knows he gets a kapara at the end if he brings the korban. So therefore, the kapara is what causes him to have ratzon. But in a sale, where there's no kapara, maybe when he's forced, maybe it's not considered that he does it willingly. You can't bring an ayah just because when you force somebody to bring a korban, it's called ritzono, to a case where you're forcing a guy to sell something. I can say the forcing is because it's my, I get kapara for that. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, the Ela Mesefa. Oh, So I bring you ra'ayah from the sefer of that case. That's the case of Gittin, which you're familiar with. V'chein ata omer b'gittin nashim. When it comes to a case of a get, kofin oto ad shiyomar rotze ani. You force the guy until he says, I want. Which means there's certain people that the hachamim force the guy to give a get. The guy's mukachin, he has boils all over his body, or he has bad breath, and things like that. So the wife can't live with such a man. So the Beit Din forces the guy to give him. He doesn't want to give a get. So it says, kofin oto ad shiyomar rotze ani. Now he has to give the get willingly. So you see what, when you force somebody and he bottom line does it, it's considered willingly. So similarly by a sale, you forced him to sell, bottom line he sold, the sale is considered a sale. Maybe over there the impetus by get is because the mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. So the rabbis are telling him to get a divorce. So he's at the end willingly because he knows he's getting mitzvah to listen to hachamim. But in a sale, we don't have that item of mitzvah lishmo devrei chachamim. Maybe he's being by force. Maybe it's not considered willingly. So you cannot bring a raya not from korban and not from get. Oh, okay. The Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says he wants in the end. He wants. You don't have to say they were all kidded. He wants to go do it. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to listen to them. Elad Gemara says, you know what the bottom line answer is? Sivarahu. It's a sivara. Agav unse gamar umakneh. Which means, bottom line, since he has yisurin, and he's getting paid, so he's not losing anything at the end of the day, he's gamar umakneh. Which is, yeah, you're right, it's under pressure. But we want to make sure that the guy, at the end of the day, sold it wholeheartedly. The Gemara says, you know what? Sifana. Because at the end of the day, he's getting all this pressure, so he's under yisurin. So, to alleviate the yisurin, plus he's getting paid, we can assume that he was Gamaru Makne and he gave it over willingly. Motiv Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda has a question. Get hamme'useh beYisrael kasher. What is a get me'useh? So Rashbam says, shekofin oto lebal leotzi. That's a case again where you force the husband to give the get. Im beYisrael lo kasher. Which means, let's say a Yisrael, Jewish guy, is forced the guy to give a get, then the get is kasher. Uba'akum pasul. But if Goyim forced the guy to give the get, it's pasul. Now, even though he says Rotzeani, even though when the Goy is forcing him to give the get, he says, oh, I'll give it. Because Gadatach, the Maksheh, the Bisrael Kashim, the Mitzvah Lishmo Devri Hachamim. The reason why by Yisrael it's kosher is because, again, when he says Rotzeani, it's a Mitzvah to listen to the Hachamim. Uba'akum pasul, came under Lekha Mitzvah. Because bottom line, there's no Mitzvah to listen to the Goyim. Oh, so what do you say over here? Because bottom line, is under pressure. So pressure alone is not considered a ratzon. So therefore, back to the case of sale, when you're selling something under pressure. Over there, if you're under pressure, it should not be a sale. Just like if the goyim force you to give a get, it's, since you don't have the element of mitzvah, it's one of the hachamim, we don't say, well, he's under pressure, he really wants. No, under pressure, you don't want. So back to the sale case. The question is from the goyim. So again, ba'akum pasul, ba'akum hoftim oto ve'omrim lo aseh mas Yisrael omer lecha. But if a goy hits the Jew and says, listen to what the Yisraelim are telling you to do, that's okay. If the goy is representing the Jewish Beit Din, that's okay, because then it's getting mitzvah l'shmo devrei chachamim. If the goy is doing it on his own, not a good get. But if the goy is hitting for the Jewish guys to give the get, then it's okay. Ve'amai, Gemara says, why in the case of the get forcing the goy forcing the get, why is it not good? Hatam nami nema agav unse gamaru megaresh. Why don't you say? Because under the pressure, he's at the end of the day, he wants to give the gerushin. Gemara says, ha'itman ala. No, we learned already on that. Amar ha'mishar shiyad devar Torah afilu ba'akum kasher. You know what? Really, it is kasher. Really, we assume that when a goy beats up the guy, he wants to give the get, because under the onus, he wants to give the get. So why do you say pasul over here? Umatam amru b'hakakum pasul. So why do the rabbis say that if a goy forces a get, that it's pasul? Kedeh shelo tiyeh kol achat v'achat holechet v'tola atzma b'yad akum u'mafka'at atzma b'yad ba'ala. Because we don't want the Jewish women that want to get a get from their wives, they're going to go to a goy, and they're going to commit znut with the goy, in order to have the goy beat up the husband, in order to get a get. So we don't want to have this option on the table, so the Jewish woman is not going to go fool around with the goyim in order for this. But Menadin? Yeah, Nechadami, the get would be a get. Motiv Rava Menuna, lakach misiklikun. Right? You bought a field from the siklikun. What was the siklikun? The thugs. These guys are thieves. Right? They steal fields, all that. You bought a field from them. Then you went back to the Bala Bayit, and you told the guy, listen, I know this field might be yours, I want to pay for you. Pay it for you. Mikho batel. Over there, even though the guy says, Okay, no problem. The original owner. The meka is batel. The sale is not a sale. Why not? Why don't you say that in the Khanami over there, that even though he's under pressure, so he has the pressure of the sikrikun, right? So, but bottom line, he tells the guy, okay, I'll sell it to you. So if you say agavun say that when a guy's under pressure, he really means it. So by the sikrikun case also, the sale should be a sale. Gamara's ha'et mar'ala amarav lo shanu eladama lechazek vekaneh. You're right. The only time we say it's not a sale is when he just told them, go make a kinyan on it. Aval bishtar kana. But if he writes a mishtar, in Echanami we say that it is a sale. Which means, in Echanami you're right. A gap would say he does sell it. So long as he wrote a shtar, that's already considered good. When he just says, lech hazek mekana, it's not enough. That's right, a shtar. But if he wrote a shtar, it's good. Finish Shmuel, damar af bishtar namelo kana. Yeah, but according to Shmuel, that says even if you wrote a shtar, it's not enough. Ba'ikal lememar, modeh Shmuel, hechad yahid zuzeh. Shmuel's modeh, that if he actually paid money, the original guy, which means the original guy got paid money, even Shmuel's going to be modeh, that he is giving it over willingly. Ul Rabbi Bai, demisayim ba mishemed Rab Nachman. But according to Rabbi Bai, that said, karka en lo, ma'ot yeshlo. If you remember the case of Rabbi Bai, that was a case where we have a gazlan. Right? The gazlan comes along and says, he sold me the field. He has, even if he got paid, he has the money, he paid money, the gazlan. He has witnesses that he paid money. The deen is, Rabbi Bai says, I don't care, even if he paid money, he argues on Avuna. He holds that even if you paid money by a gazlan, we say the sale is not a sale. Meaning, he gets his money back, and the karka's got to go back to the original owner. Ah, why don't you say, the bottom line, when the guy got his money, he was gamaru makdem. If you're saying that under pressure, people, at the end of the day, do things, so how do you learn according to Rabbi Bai? Gemai kalimimar, Rabbi Bai mimrahu. What do you want? Rabbi Bai is made a statement. He's amura. Umimra le ravuna lo svira le. Right. Which means, hey, he asked me a question from Rabbi Bai to Rav Huna. Rabbi Bai made a statement. Rabbi Huna made a statement. Rav Huna holds, if he paid, it's good. So therefore, you don't have to bring me a question. Right, according to Rabbi Bai, you're going to have a problem. But Rabbi Bai is a Amura, just like Rav Huna is a Amura. Which means, according to Rav Huna, once you pay, it's because we can say, Gamaru Makne, even though it's under pressure. Because we say, bottom line, he sold it, it's considered a sale. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Right? Good. Look at the bottom. Rashbam, Memrahu. Shaya omen mishum acherim. Ve'ena lo mishnav lo b'raita. He just making a statement on his own, Rabbi Bai. V'yava amal le Rabbi Bai, mishamed de nafshe, ava mehadir gemara, gavra karamit. Right? Which means, so he's asking from one amura to another amura. L'maaseh Rav Huna holds, when the gazlan pays, we consider it a sale. Talyu v'zabin is a sale. So therefore, nechanameh, l'maaseh, the gemara is coming out now. Talyu v'zabin, the sale is a sale, even though it was under pressure. Sevara, when a guy, bottom line, gets paid, and he's under the Yisurin, we say at the end of the day, Gamar Umaknev. So comes Gemara and says, Amar Rav Hilcheta, here's the Gemara, bottom line, so now, Talyu v'zabin, zabine. When you hang up a guy to force him to sell, the sale is a velo, I'm going to give some restrictions. Velo amaran elam besadeh setam. That's only talking about where you say sell a certain stam a field. What does that mean? Tapashbam. Bisnis stam. Shikrihu limkor ehad misadotav hu birer ma'atzmo makar etzot. Which means, the guy says, I want you to sell me one of your fields. So the seller chose the field that he wants to sell, then you say he means it. Because since he's in control of picking the field that he wants to sell, you could assume that he picked a field that he wanted to unload. Then, even though he was under pressure, but since he has a certain control that he could choose the field, then you say he does it willingly. However, if I said this, no. But if the guy told him, I want you to sell me this field, then already forces him, then you don't say Gamaru Makne, because that's really under pressure. It's only when he can control the field that he can give, even though he's under pressure, but he's not under so much pressure because he can choose the field. Then he goes, okay. He says, I'll give him my junk field and I'll get rid of it. That's already, you could say the sale is a sale. But if he says, no, I want this field, then already it's too much pressure, the sale is not a sale. Now, one more restriction. And even if he says this field, That's only talking about where he doesn't count the money. But after he gets the money, you see him counting the money that he got, you could assume that he's happy also. Counting the money shows that he's happy with the sale. Not only that, this is only talking about, even if it's a sadezu, and even if, let's say, he didn't count the money, this is only talking about where he had no way to escape. Which means, then already, if you had no way to escape, then you say he's under pressure. But if he would have, if he was been able to use an excuse, for example, if he could have told the guy, "Listen, you know, let me speak to my wife. I'll come back tomorrow, and we'll." If he had a chance to get away from it, and he didn't use that excuse, then already he said he did it willingly, because he could have bought more time. Which is, even if it was said zoo, and even if, let's say, he didn't count the money, but he had a chance to give an excuse. He could have told the guy, "Listen, I want to sell to you, but do me a favor, you know, come back tomorrow, I got to ask my wife," something like that. Then he could have stalled him. But if he didn't use that excuse, that shows he already wants to sell it. Right? Gemara comes along and concludes with all what we just said. Every time it's Talyuhu v'Zavin. Yeah. In all cases, the sale is a sale. Afilu b'sadezu. Even on this field, even on a specific field. Why? Deha isha k'sadezu damya. A lady is like sadezu. A lady is specific. Right? She's like a specific field. Let's talk about a kinyan, where a man's getting married to a lady. She's a specific lady. And what do we know by a kiddushin? Damar amemor Talyuha v'kaddish. Let's say a guy holds up the lady, forces her to make a kiddushin. Right? I'm a kiddushin by force. What's the deen? Kiddushav kiddushin. So you see what? Just like my kiddushav kiddushin, that lady's that specific lady. So the wife field also. This specific field. Bottom line, you say gamaru makne. Just like the lady is gamaru makne herself to the husband. Do you say this field, the guy's gamaru makne to the buyer? Right? So comes again and says, "More baravashe amar." No, beishai vaday kiddushin lo havu. He says, "No, I argue on you. By kiddushin, when you force a kiddushin, the kiddushin is definitely not hal. Why? Who asas shelo kehogen? Because this guy did something not right. He's not supposed to make a kiddushin against her will. Defichach asu emo shelo kehogen. So the rabbis, they're going to also treat him in a shelo kehogen way. The rabbis have a possibility here. It says anytime somebody gets married, you get married kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael means according to Moshe and the rabbis. Means the rabbis control the kiddushin. If the rabbis deem it fit, necessary, that they want to uproot the kiddushin, they're going to uproot the kiddushin. So that's exactly what they're going to do over here. You're a wise guy. You made a kiddushin against our will. And it's just nothing doing. The rabbis are going to be okay the kiddushin. They have a right to do that, because in mechanics, the way this would work is, if a guy, let's say, gives kiddushin of money, rabbis always have rights to make hefker bedin hefker. They can make the money that he gave hefker, and therefore...
No,
not divorced. We're being okay the kiddushin. There was no kiddushin to start off with. Not saying they're giving a divorce. They don't have to give a divorce.
She
never married. They're saying they're okay the kiddushin the mafreya. They're saying that this money over here was not your money. Therefore, the money was not a money. If it's not his money, then he can't give kiddushin. The rabbis have a way to mafkiya the mamon. So therefore, he says there's no kiddushin over here. Yeah, I understand the mechanics how it works if he does it bekesef. Bekesef, you can say hefker betin hefker. They can be mafkiya the money, and therefore the money wasn't the husband's. Therefore, there's no kiddushin. Hey, kaddish be bi'ah ma'ikal memar. But what do you do with a bi'ah? Guy had a bi'ah. He did it. That's the question. Jesus, if he had a bi'ah, so what do you do? Ma'akish be mafkiya kiddushin. So gemar bi'ah bi'ah. He did it. What are you doing? He can say hefker bedin hefker on a bi'ah. So amale shaviu rabbanan lebi'ato be'elat zenut. Yeah, you know what the rabbis do retroactively. The rabbis have a power to be okay, even a Torah. They're okay the kiddushin of mafraya. I went about to be they'll say that was znut. They'll turn that beyond to znut. And therefore, it was not the Shem kiddushin. They have a koah to do such a thing. So therefore, we have a big mahlokah over here when you mekadesh a lady ba'al korcha. Big mahlokah amongst the hachamim. One rabbi says kiddushin is a kiddushin. And the rabbi says, no, then nafkamina will be by field. If you say that, well, that by kiddushin it works, but al korcha it's like sadezu. And therefore, by a field also, where you're forcing the guy to sell a specific field, the sale will be a sale. But if you hold like Rav Asher, no. Like Kedushin, no. Then you hold by a field also, so there's who? You're right. It's different mechanic. You know the ayah. That's the point. You can't compare the cases. You can't compare the cases. In a chenamin. Look at, that's why, look at Rashba. Mor Barav Asher Amar. See it? It's before they get wide. Mor Barav Asher Amar. The Mechir Modina Davis Bine. Ah, clearly. I agree to when it comes to Mechir. When it comes to a sale, even Sadezu, I'll concede to you. The sale is a sale. Because bottom line, the guy's got Manu Makne. Aval Gabe Isha. It's a special kenas that the rabbi did to the guy. Tikun rabbanan de lo leve kedushin de hu asa shloki hogen shechriham nefich and asa imush lo gun shloki din afapid de minaturah leve kedushin. If no minaturah is a kedushin, rabbanan akrinu vevkiru oto vasu maot matana. They turned the money into a matana. Umkoma haim efel. Okay, fine. That's the logic over there. Good. So that's the explanation. So really, Rav Asher agrees to the Gemara that says Sadezu is going to be a sale. So if somebody asks a question, Talyu Vezavin, all cases the sale is a sale. You don't have to make halukim. Did he cut the money? Didn't he cut the money? Did he have a way out? Didn't he have a way out? All cases Talyu Vezavin, the sale is a sale. Machlok is dafka by kiddushin. Did the rabbis pull back the kiddushin when it was done? Bal Korcho comes Gemara and continues with a story. Gemara says, Tabbi is the name of a guy. Talal de pape akinra. No. Gabra al-lamahade. He was a strong bully. Tale, what's a different guy? Tale de pape. Rashi says, Be'ilan chishmo kinra. He forced pape, that's another guy's name, to sell him a tree. Okay? The name of the tree was a kinra tree. Be'ilan shishmo kinra. You're right. He hung him on the tree called kinra in order to sell him the field. That's the first pshat. L'shtarei tala oto b'shvila kinra. And some say, no, he wanted to buy the kinra. He wanted to buy the tree. It's two ways of learning. Okay? Either he hung him on the tree to buy the field, or he hung him somewhere to get the kinra, the tree itself. Anyway, it was a taluf hezabin case. It was a hanging case to try to get the field. Anyway, what happened over here? Hatam Rabba Bar Barhana Amoda'a. Rabba Bar Barhana was the witness on the Moda'a. Remember what the Moda'a is? Moda'a is before him, before the sale. The guy wants to make it known to the rabbis, listen, I'm selling it to him, but I'm under duress. So later on, he could take out the shtar moda'a and say, listen, that shtar that I wrote as a sale is batel because I wrote a moda'a before him. So Rabba Bar Barhana signed the moda'a. Okay, he was one of the rabbis on the moda'a, on the notification. The ashkalta. And he also signed the ashkalta. Ashkalta was the regular sale document. His name was on both documents. Okay? Amar Avuna, man de hatim moda'a, shapir hatim. The one that signed on the moda'a, he did good. Uman de hatim ashkalta, shapir hatim. And the one that signed on the ashkalta, he did good also. Now it sounds like he was saying both documents are in play. Now how could both documents in play? If you sign the moda'a, that means the sale document is batil. If you sign the sale document without the moda'a, then the sale document is in play. You can't have both of them in play at the same time. So how did the rabbi say the one that signed this one is good and the one that signed this one is good? Manafshach, I moda'a lo ashkalta. Vi ashkalta lo moda'a. Right? If the moda'a is good, then the ashkalta is no good. Right. If the ashkalta is good, then the moda'a is no good. How could both of them be good? What did he mean to say? Haki kamar, ilav moda'a, if it wasn't for the moda'a, man de hatim ashkalta shapir hatim. That's what we're saying. The documents were written correctly. But without a moda'a, this would have been a good document. Now there's a moda'a, so obviously the document is not good. Now comes the Gemara and says, this is all Rav Huna telling the story, right? Tabi, Amar Rav Huna, right. This is Rav Huna told. Dama Rav Huna. Rav Huna l'tame, Dama Rav Huna. Taliu v'zavin, zavine zavine. There you go. This is a Taliu v'zavin case. The sale is a sale. Which means, if you didn't write the moda'a, That was the hadut. The sale would have been a sale. The hadush being, even though it was a pressure, bottom line, he gave money, and the sale's a sale. I, under pressure, sadezu, it doesn't matter. Torah is not going to ask consistent with his shita. Right? So comes Gemara and says, look at the Rashbam for a second. Ravuna le ta'ame, mehacha shamina de katvinan moda'a azabine afid betaryu bezabin. Right? You could write a moda'a even on a forced case, which is the case of it. He was forced, but the moda'a can mebatel the case over there. Okay, he brings the Rashbam from above that we saw some Peshitot said you cannot write a moda'a in such a case. But we see Ravuna clearly holds you can write a moda'a even on a Talyu Vezabin. Rashbam has a question from before. He says, obviously, we see Ravuna argues on that. Okay. Gemara says, Ini, we have a question. What's the problem? The Amar of Nahman. Ha'edim she'amru. Amana hayu devarenu en emanim. Moda'a hayu devarenu en emanim. Okay, let's just review what these cases are over here. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Edim. Edim son on a star. A regular star, a sale. Okay? Bottom Rashbam. Then what do they come along and say? Amana hayu devarenu. What does that mean? Lo ilvau klum. Which means they're signing on a star. So and so, Reuven, borrowed from Shimon $1,000. They have their name on a star. The star comes up, then they come along and say, no. That star is not a real star. It's an amana. What's an amana? Amana is a shtar of trust, which means the guy wants to borrow money, right? And he wants to get the money quickly. When he needs the money, he wants to have the money ready. So he tells the malveh, you know what? Or the malveh tells the loveh, write up a shtar already, and I want you to date it today, even though I didn't lend you money yet. But write it up today, and the shi'bud will be already from the date of the shtar, even though I didn't lend the money yet. This is called Ashtar Amana. Again, let's review. What is Ashtar Amana? Hey, no, this is more important now. Ashtar Amana is Ashtar that the loan did not take place yet. It's literally means it's a Ashtar of trust. It's not predated, because a predated Ashtar would be Pasul. Which means I write the Ashtar today, pending that the loan is going to take place. When the loan takes place, the Shabud goes from the day that wrote the shtar. These are very dangerous shtar to have around here. Because if the malveh is holding such a shtar and he didn't lend the money yet, he could use the shtar over here to go get paid. So we don't like shtar amanas. Anyway, what happened over here? Guy pulls out a shtar and the witnesses are saying, yeah, that's our signature. We know this over here. But they're coming along and saying that this shtar is amanah. It's not really a shtar of loan. Look at the bottom Rashbam. Lo elvau klum. There was no loan over here. Ela katavnu lo ushistarech yilvebo ve'eminu lo ve'le malve. Which is amanah means the loveh believes the malveh that is not going to use it against them before the loan actually takes place. Shelo yotzi alav shtar malveh zol legemot eminu ela im kin yilveh nasiladzim ve'zeh shabed mar chasam me'achshav. And the shabud takes place from the time of the writing of the document. Okay, it's not, he's mishabed himself from that moment. That's why it's not a shtar mukdam. He's mishaber himself. I'm mishaber. Anything I sell from this day over here is going to be mishubat alone. Okay. Anyway, the deen is, look at the next Rashbam on top of the page. En ne'emanim. You don't believe witnesses when they come along and say, the shtar that they have their signature on is an amanah. Lo mebaya im ktav yadan yotzi memakom acher, delo mehem le'akero, delo apesh asar apesh yetir ika. Which means, it goes without saying, if let's say, how do we know their names are on the shtar? Let's say I know from somewhere else. I know other witnesses come along and say, yes, we know that that's their signature. So therefore, once already you're certified on a document, the witnesses that signed the document are not ne'eman to come along and say, oh, this shtar over here was a shtar amana. You know why? Because when they're coming along and saying shtar amana, you know what they're making themselves? They're making themselves the sha'im. Because you're not allowed to write shtar amanas. And we have a rule, En Adam Mesim Et Atzmo Rasha. A person doesn't make himself a Rasha. By testifying that you wrote an Amana, you're a Rasha. What are you writing Amanas for? Dangerous item to keep this in the Malveh's possession. So therefore, they're not Ne'eman to say. Which once their signature is verified, finished. They cannot say now anything. Ela Afilu En Atzma Mekaymim Oto V'mim Hatamnu. Now, what about a Kelly? Let's say they themselves verify their own signatures.
Now we have a general rule that says Hapesha Asad, Hapesha Etid. They verified their signatures, and then they're saying, but it's an amana. In that case, maybe you should say, they have a right. I mean, the same mouth that was osir should be the same mouth that shematir. Says Rashbam, no, in emanim. Because bottom line, once they say that the shtar is kasher, by saying amana now, you're saying you're a rasha. Bottom line, but you coming along to say that this amana, you're making yourself a rasha. Because people don't write amanas, you don't do such a thing. And therefore, there's no ne'emanut to say that you wrote a shtar amana. That's the first case. Yes? Okay, now, look at the Rashbam's Lashon. Look at the Rashbam's Lashon. The Amar Shodun Bekatshun Dektav, Arei Hatimat Ashtar, Kilo Ha'idu Bebet Din, Kol Mash Katu Beshtaram. Once already you are modeh, I want to say better now. Once you modeh on a shtar that you wrote it, that's as if it's verified in Bet Din. Now we have a rule. Kevan Shehigid, Shuv Eno Hozeru Magid. Once you give testimony in Bet Din, you cannot recant. Once you verify your name on a shtar, that's considered as if it was accepted in Bet Din already. Once testimony is accepted in Bet Din, you can't now recant your testimony. That's called Kevan Shehigid, Shuv Eno Hozer Umagid. You cannot come along and undo it. Right? Kevan Shehigid, Shuv Eno Hozer Umagid. Right? That's right. Lachin Amen, Mefaresh Atam, Tamad Rav Ramachum, Da'akar, 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 Fine. Very good. Very good. Oh, so those are the two reasons. I'll give you two reasons, and Rashbam gives you both reasons. Number one, they're not believed on Amana, because en adam asim et asmo rasha. That's one reason. Another reason is, once already they verify the document, finished. Kevan shegid, shuv eno chozer umagid. The document is considered in court already. Once it's acceptable in court, you can't change the testimony. I mean, in court already it's accepted there was a loan over here. Now you're coming along and say, well, there was no loan. Hey, you're changing your court. You're changing your testimony. That's shtar amana. The second thing they're not ne'eman is on what? Moda'a hayu devarinu. What's the case of moda'a hayu devarinu? Look at the Rashbam. Second Rashbam on the page. Moda'a hayu devarinu. Im shtar mechiru. You have a document of sale. Shtar mechir. The amru edim hatumim, but the witnesses that signed the mecher, they signed on it. Masar moda'a befanenu. He said, oh, by the way, this guy gave us a moda'a before. Ver anu onsoni, told us that he was under pressure when he sold it. Ver karnubo en emanim. We don't believe them either. The tarvayu modu de shtaram me'al yahu. You both agree that the shtar is a shtar. The akshab ba'in lebatelo al yidut moda'a. Which means once already you said the shtar is good, you cannot uproot the shtar. Again, these two guys came along and said, yes, this is our handwriting, this is our signatures and all that. It's a shtar of a sale. You cannot come along now and say, there's a moda'ah. Once you're saying there's a moda'ah, you're recanting on your testimony. Oh, so that serves as a problem over here. Because what happened in this case over here? This case, there was a shtar that the rabbi signed his name on it, right? In the Papi case, the case where they hung him up on the tree, the Tabi case over there, they were forced, the sale was forced. As a result, what happened? The rabbi signed his name on the shtar, and then there was also a moda'a. So Ravuna came along and said, if it wasn't for the moda'a, the sale would be a sale, but now that there's a moda'a, so the sale doesn't. What do you mean? I thought witnesses are not ne'eman. She's Rabba signed the document of Shtar. He's not ne'emat to come along and say that there's a moda'a. He's not ne'emat to say there was a moda'a.
He was trying to save him, right?
You're right. But bottom line, witnesses that signed the Shtar, you said this sale was a sale. You cannot come along now and say there was a moda'a. You're recanting your testimony. Once already we accepted your testimony, this Shtar is a Shtar. It's like it's accepted in Bet Din. To come along now and say there was a moda'a, you're recanting. So the Gemara is going to give an easy answer, which is probably what you're thinking. The Gemara answers, "Hanimili alpe." That's only talking about where they're coming along verbally and saying, "There was a moda'a." Delo ate alpe umar'a l'shtara. A verbal cannot undo a shtar. Aval b'shtara. But if they produce the shtar of moda'a, Ateh shtara umar'a l'shtara. the shtar could go against the shtar, which means, because the shtar modah was written first. She says, how does the shtar modah written? Shtar modah is written first. Before they write the shtar of mechir, he goes to the rabbi, says, I'm under duress here. What I'm going to do now, I'm under duress. They write the shtar modah. Now they have that over there. Now he comes along and gives the shtar mechir. And Rabbah's son and the shtar mechir. But Rabbah came along and said, by the way, I'm agreeing that that's my signature on the shtar mechir. But I also want to show you the shtar modah over here. That is not recanting. Because that initially, before he even wrote it, you had a modah to...
That's the whole purpose.
Very good. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. When the shtar is going after shtar, it's not considered recanting. On the contrary, it's mevateling the thing from the answer. But in the case where we said... Here, it's talking about, it's verbal. They're coming along and saying, this shtar over here that we wrote, there's a moda'a we made. Well, you can't, just accept, where's the moda'a? Or you come along and say, it's amana. When you're trying, there you're recanting the shtar. You can't recant the shtar verbally. You have to have something to recant it with. You come along and say, there was a moda'a written. Where's the moda'a? Because you said it was a moda'a? You can't come along and say, it is a shtar, it is not a shtar. Here, they're not saying, it is a shtar, it's not a shtar. We're coming to say, from the inception there was a moda'ah, and here's the moda'ah. So this what we wrote over here is, that doesn't even start. Right? Look at Hani Mili, look at Rashbam Hani Mili, it's him, mem. Hani Mili de'en ne'manim al-peh, shem'imidim akshav moda'ah yu devarenu. And they come and say, oh, by the way, there was a moda'ah there. Right, after the shtar was written already, right? It was accepted already in Betin once you verify a shtar. The shtar came first. Very easy. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.